My name is Dr. Kenji Takeda, and I work in Microsoft Research with connecting really the internal researchers with academia and industry and Microsoft customers to see how we can work together. So Microsoft Research is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, and its goal really is to be at the forefront of computer science. But not only that, also being a real hub of innovation for Microsoft, where we can span everything from fundamental research in things like formal logic right through to products and services for customers. And that's a real focus for us, which is accelerating innovation and bring it to our customers and partners worldwide as quickly as possible. It's a really exciting time at the moment. I think we're in the middle of an invisible revolution where we have devices, sensors all around us. We think about devices as things like smartphones. We go beyond that. We really try and think ahead into the future, where there's a world where the environment is really sensing and all those sensors are connected via the intelligent cloud and using things like AI. It can provide experiences to people that we really don't even think about right now. So the idea really is that the technology fades into the background. We don't even think about user interfaces because the interaction with the technology is so seamless. And that's really where we're heading towards. And much of the work in Microsoft Research is focusing around all aspects of that, from the devices and inside the devices to around the devices, right up through into the intelligent cloud and being state of the art in terms of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So one of the things that's most precious to us is time, and something that we can't really control. And more importantly, not just time, but our attention as human beings. And so one of the things we're trying to do is really make more use of our time. And we often call that sort of improving productivity. And that's something at Microsoft Research that, again, a lot of our work can combine to into products to help people. So one of the examples is Clutter in Office 365, which helps you really manage your email, and it floats important emails to the top. It really learns to understand you. And it's based on a decade's worth of research within Microsoft. Another example is Skype Translator. We did a lot of basic research in speech recognition and natural language processing and machine translation. And more recently, Satya challenged us really to bring this into something that was usable. And so it was fantastic to partner with the Skype team. And we brought real-time, person-to-person video chat into Skype Translator and now into the mainstream Skype product. So it's possible to speak between languages, French, Chinese, and many, many other languages, which was simply unheard of and people thought would be decades away. And we were able to work together as one Microsoft and bring this to people through Skype. Another challenge is humans. So we're limited. Humans obviously are fantastic at things like creativity and innovation, but actually machines can help. And that's where we're using a lot of our work around AI and machine learning to augment human capability. And also through technologies like HoloLens, we can actually experience literally sort of out-of-body experiences and augmented reality, which again is something that's been really, really hard to do. The state of the art of the research was really not close enough to bring to market, but by working very closely with all of the teams across Microsoft, we were able to bring some of our expertise to help turn that into reality. And so there are some examples really of ways in which we can help augment human capability to empower everybody on the planet. And then, of course, in a world of cloud computing, that means that we need to be able to do a lot more with our computing power. And so we really think hard about that in terms of scaling out our intelligent cloud. We do a lot of work, for instance, in systems and networking. We're very excited around the work around programmable hardware, what are called FPGAs, where we're using that within Bing, and we're starting to look at using that in Azure as well. And looking further forwards, actually, we had a fantastic project called Project Natick, where we explored putting a data center underwater. One of our employees within Microsoft was a submariner and had this idea. And we ran an experiment for several months off the coast of California where we sunk a rack of servers inside a pressure vessel and ran it for several months remotely. And it was running Azure services off it. And it was a really exciting experiment where we took an idea and we actually tried it out. And we're now looking at that data to see how that might look in the future. And it could really transform the way we think about data centers and being able to put them very close to our users, because about half of the population of the planet lives within a couple of hundred kilometers of a coastline. And then going further, we've got a big effort around quantum computing. Our quantum computer with some of our partners in universities is actually the coldest place on Earth. And we're looking at how to program those quantum computers. So we have a programming stack called Liquid, which you can actually download today and program your own 30-qubit quantum computer. And then looking even further ahead, even maybe a couple of decades ahead, we have an effort in programmable biology. So how do we use DNA instead of silicon as the substrate for our computing? And again, we have some technology in Microsoft Research where you can program strands of DNA to do things like fluoresce in the presence of different chemicals. And so within Microsoft Research, you know, we look at problems that are nearer term, but we also look decades out into the future to make sure that we can overcome all of these limits of time, humans, and computing. So artificial intelligence is playing an increasingly important role within technology. We have huge investments in things like Cortana and in Bing. And that's really where users can experience artificial intelligence. And our goal is to make that much more transparent and also people not to really realize that they might be dealing with an AI. For instance, with a new bot framework that we launched at Build, you know, very exciting how that can act as a completely new way of us interacting with technology. It's interesting when you look at the history of AI. A lot of the work in AI was focused around how to beat humans. The first supercomputer to beat a chess player, Garry Kasparov, was pitting computers against humans. More recently, there is a fascinating competition of deep neural network technology against the world's best Go player. Again, it was really how do computers and technology companies beat humans? At Microsoft, we have a slightly different view because our mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet. And so we really see AI as augmenting human capability, making our lives better rather than being beaten by AI. And that's really very, very enlightening for us and also for all of our partners, developers, and end users. And so we're very excited about the work that we're doing, particularly in AI, to help people all over the planet. What's really amazing, I think, in the technology field is that computing really affects us all. If we think about our everyday lives, we're using technology all the time, whether that's directly or indirectly. And I think, obviously, within universities and people I work with, there's a lot of cutting-edge work there. But even in schools around the world, there's a movement, for instance, in the UK, a movement called Computing at Schools, and in the US, there's a very large movement to try and really educate youngsters around what we call computational thinking. So it's not just programming a computer, but actually thinking about how computers can help us. And so I think that we're bridging the gap, really, between the sort of computer expertise and also the end users, because in order for us to build systems that are useful and usable for people, we really have to understand how users are going to do that. So I think actually it affects everybody around us in very, very positive ways. And so it really does bind us all, the technology around us. And as Microsoft, you know, we feel that that's very empowering for us and everybody that we work with. So within Microsoft Research, we really are working to try and help achieve the mission of the company, which is really to help all of our partners and end users. So we're really focusing around productivity, the intelligent cloud, user interfaces, more personal computing. So all of our efforts really are coming together around the three main pillars that Microsoft has in order to empower everybody on the planet.